Well, Chris, let's start with today, if we can. Start with the game, final pre-season game officially. What did you make to the performance?
Yeah, it was obviously a tough test from what the teams had previously. The manager said that before the game, that they think they'll start next season as well, so they were at full strength. But it's always nice to win the last pre-season game before the league campaign starts next week, and I thought it was a good performance. They showed a bit of class, obviously. We had to be patient. We knew they would have a lot of the ball, but we stuck to our task and we came away with the win.
Yeah, we always talk about performances in pre-season, don't we? But how much does a win give you a boost ahead of the first week of the campaign?
Yeah, I think everybody will say the same. Pre-season's about getting fit and getting game time. And the results don't really matter because you can't get points, you can't go up, you can't go down. So, but it's always nice to get into a winning start and get that winning feeling for the team, and it'll give us confidence going out of the next week ahead.
How are you settling in then here at Rotherham?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Started on Monday. The boys have been brilliant. So has the staff. So at the moment, I'm glad just to get back in the swing of things with football, and hopefully can get some more game time before the start of next week. And hopefully I'll be ready to go then.
How did the move come about for you then? Because we know about the situation at Sheffield Wednesday and you were out of contract there. Links with other clubs as well in the Championship. How did you end up here at Rotherham?
Yeah, I spoke to my agent, told me that they wanted to speak to me. I spoke to them during the summer, and obviously went away, spoke to other teams, and then kind of made my decision on basically how the talks went with the manager. The talks were positive, and really I just wanted to get started as soon as possible. Another bonus is that I didn't really have to do up sticks and move as well, so again, that was another positive for me, that I'll still be in the area. So again, kind of it's just getting straight back into it rather than up sticks and moving and try to find houses and everything else wherever else I go. So again, that was another factor, and obviously the factors that are why I didn't sign at Sheffield Wednesday were, there's a few reasons, but again, that's in the past now, and at the moment I'm just concentrating on Northern.
Give us a bit of an insight into those reasons though, because lots of Wednesday fans will want to know why you didn't stay with the club and why you chose to move on.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's a great club. I enjoyed my time there. Everybody was brilliant. Staff, fans, players, had a real good spirit in the dressing room there. But obviously the takeover happened, and certain things happened through the takeover. They started bringing new staff in to dictate basically what players they wanted to bring in, which for a player's point of view is not something that you look and think that's positive, because at the end of the day it should be the manager deciding who he wants to keep. The manager done that, and then a couple of weeks later he was sacked. So that was another reason why I decided not to stay, because I'm not going to sign for a team that's not got a manager. You don't know who's going to come in. Things might change. Obviously, if you sign and a new manager comes in, that obviously you might look at it and think that we weren't the players that he wanted to keep. So again, that was a reason, and obviously contract terms as well, which wasn't the best of offers. So I decided to go against it.
It sounds like the structure there then is something that you didn't necessarily feel very comfortable with. The fact that there is now director of football there, it's not necessarily as it was last season with a head coach there in terms of Stuart Gray.
Yeah, there was, I think when the takeover happened, there was loads of things happening in the background that were making papers. It was bringing somebody else in, then somebody else was coming in, then the next week they'd left and somebody else was coming in. So obviously we were trying to keep a focus on the pitch, but you're still aware of things in the background. And I thought the manager had done a fantastic job, Stuart Gray, with what he had available to him. And I think not just myself, but every other one of the boys in that team were obviously gutted when they found out the news, and thought that he deserved the chance. But again, the owners came in, he's spending his money, so it's up to him what he does. And at the end of the day, it's to me, that's history now, and whatever happens with him, happens.
I know you'll be looking forward to the future at Rotherham, but just finally on that point, are you disappointed with how it ended then, in the way that you ended up leaving Hillsborough?
As I said, it's a fantastic club to play for. The fans were brilliant with me. I keep saying that, and they're a great supporting team to play for. And obviously, the way things went, didn't end in the sweetest of notes. But at the end of the day, they offered me a new deal, and I've decided to go against that. So, yeah, it was kind of good to be offered a new deal, but at the same time, it wasn't good in a way because of things on the unknown that you didn't know about.
So then, Rotherham, this season, what do you think can be achieved here now then? Last season, they managed to avoid the drop. The chairman said to us that he wants a top half finish this season. What do you think is achievable?
Yeah, well, you can see the manager's been busy in the close season. He's brought in players who's played at this level, so everybody knows what you need to do to play in this league. We've got experience in the team that he's signed, and I'm sure if everybody sticks together and works hard, then I don't see why we can't do that.
Raring to go now then, week to go. Is this almost like Christmas Eve for you guys as footballers, waiting to open up the season on this time next week?
Yeah, as soon as the season finishes, the first couple of weeks are good to relax, go on holiday and think over the season that you just had. But after that, it gets a bit boring. You just want back into it straight away, and then you know you've got all the hard work in the close season. It's been a bit of a nightmare for me because obviously I've come back later than everybody else, but I've still kept on top of my fitness, and I'm ready to go once the campaign starts, and it will be good to get it started next Saturday.